Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. That is Ween, right? Is that? Yeah, we got Ween on there. So our next segment is going to be about Supper Club cheese and the 100th anniversary of, pronounce it?
Kakana.
Kakana cheese.
Yeah,
Kakana I'm drinking
cheese.
This brandy old-fashioned, so who knows what will happen. And so we have Matthew Barlow, the brand manager of Kakana cheese, in the studio. And we're keeping Andrea on as a sidekick.
Because I like cheese.
We're auditioning sidekicks. So talk about the history of the company. I know it's 100 years old.
Yeah.
So talk about...
So Kakana began in 1918. And so it was founded by an immigrant from Eastern Europe. His name was Hubert Fassbinder. So interesting story. So he started out as a beer distributor up in Wisconsin. He would go from supper club to supper club, and he would distribute beer. And they would ask, you know, do you have something that we could serve this with? And so he, put pencil to paper and came up with this idea for what we call cold pack cheese. And so he started to serve that with the beer that he distributed. And then as time went on, they stopped asking for the beer and just kept asking for the cheese. And so that's how the Kakana Cheese Company started, Kakana Dairy Company, and still very similar to what we make today over the last 100 years.
The patrons, they wanted cheese to go with their beer.
Right, exactly, right? Exactly.
Were they doing brandy old fashions back then?
Oh, I would assume. I know that someone told me that they consume more brandy old fashions in Wisconsin than the rest of the country combined. So I assume that was the case.
Yeah, they. When I did my book, this is a famous story: is that you go to Las Vegas, and if someone says orders a brandy old fashioned, they know that you're from Wisconsin.
Right.
It's strictly a Wisconsin thing. Right.
Right. Right.
Very, very big on it.
Yeah.
Kakana, it's a town.
It is. It's a town.
Talk about the town, and then it moved. You guys moved. But, yeah, talk about the town it started in.
Right. So, I mean, it's a small town in Wisconsin, Kakana, and it's not far from where the product is produced today. They actually have a park in Kakana called Fassbinder Park, and they have a little kind of memorial statue of one of the old Crocs. There in the park to commemorate the fact that this was a cheese that was developed there. A lot of people think it's a processed cheese, but in fact it's a fresh cheese that he developed that you grind up. You include some spices in it to make it more spreadable. They used to say Kakana it spreads like butter. So that's kind of where it came from. And now it's just produced a little bit to the city next door in Little Chute, Wisconsin.
And how far is Little Chute from?
It's a stone's throw, I would say.
And all this is about 100 miles north of Milwaukee.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yep. And so it became known as club cheese.
Club cheese. Correct. I mean, this is, this was, these supper clubs, and I mean, you know, you literally wrote the book on this, so you know that. It was an answer to the country clubs, right? You have country clubs that are a little bit more white collar, a little more high end, and then you have supper clubs that are a little more blue collar. And so this is called club cheese to appeal to, you know, the more blue collar supper club type of folks.
What type of stuff are you guys doing for the 100th anniversary?
It's a great question. So we're very excited. One of the main things that we're doing, we introduced a new line of cheese balls. A lot of people may not know the Kakana brand, but they know cheese balls, whether they, you know, a parent's Christmas party or something that they grew up with. And so what we wanted to do, we know that consumers, especially younger consumers, are looking for shorter ingredient statements, more natural ingredients. So we came up with a cheese ball that is all, no artificial anything. So it's all natural. It's more of that fresh cheddar flavor comes out. And so that's one of the main things we're doing. You'll see we're doing some radio advertising, things like that, to make sure that people get to know a little bit more about the brand.
It's called the No Artificial Anything Cheese Ball. Is
correct.
What we call that.
Correct.
I mean, so I want to know, like, what your favorite thing to put it on. I'm kind of on a little bit of a hard, extra hard pretzel tear. You know, those pretzels that are so hard, they'll, like, scratch the roof of your mouth.
Right.
I feel like those
right.
would be perfect for this.
Absolutely.
A vehicle.
Yeah, pretzel. I mean, I know people typically, you know, Triscuits and Wheat Thins, mm-hmm. kind of that kind of thing. But pretzels, you know, especially for Wisconsinites, pretzels and cheese. I don't
when
think
you said
go
beer,
wrong.
That's when I thought, okay, like a hard pretzel, a beer, a cold beer, and the cheese.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of a nice mix. The soft cheese with the hard pretzel. It's a nice mix between the two.
The question is about how are spreadable cheeses changing with the times? And you talk about wanting to keep your original flavor and charm. Describe that. What is the original flavor and charm? How would you describe that?
I mean, Wisconsin is known for its cheddar, right? And that's what we try to, we don't deviate too much from that. We have a couple other flavors like an almond Swiss. But for the most part, Kakana is cheddar cheese. And, you know, there's this idea that's really common right now about artisan-ness and people who are makers, and you know, that's what we want to come through. We want the authenticity of the brand to come through, and that's why there's not a lot different from what the brand has created over the last 100 years. It's making sure that cheddar flavor, that pure cheddar flavor, comes through, and when you get rid of things like preservatives, much more of that comes through.
What about purveyors, local farms and stuff? How do you relate with the people up there?
It's something that people have a lot of pride in, especially people in the plant. We have some people there who've been there almost 50 years, you mm-hmm. know, producing this product, and so they have a lot of pride in it. And we feel like we are a big piece of what we do is being a good steward for the community there. You know, we source from farms that are local to the community. Part of that is making sure we get fresh cheese. You can't get it from, you know, too far away in order to maintain that freshness. So we make sure that we support our dairy farmers up there in Wisconsin as well.
The 1940s were big for the company. 1940 to 45, the cheese was shipped to soldiers overseas, where it was served in military theaters during movies and war news updates.
Yeah. Really. I mean, it's things like that where people want a little bit of a taste of home, and we were able to provide that. And I think you still see that today where, you know, you have kind of a renaissance of products like these that, you know, I like to think that we're a cheese that has no pretense at all, right? And so in the same way soldiers wanted something from home, people now are looking to products like this because there's a nostalgia piece to it. There's, like I said, that authenticity to it that connects them with the product and with the brand. So we're trying to make sure we stay true to that.
Then in 1948 is when they built the huge stone crock memorial to erect a spreadable cheese as part of the map in the town.
Exactly. So. Yeah, and so, I mean, you could still, it's Fassbender Park. Like I said, you can still go there to Kakana and see that.
How big is that?
So, I mean, it's, you know, standing up, it probably goes to your waist, depending on how tall you are. But, yeah, it's good size. It's a cool little way to commemorate the innovation that happened there in that community.
Do you have a presence for the 100th year in different supper clubs? Have you did an event here Monday. I don't know if that was open to the public.
No, so those are one of the things that we're doing, and going back to your question about what are we doing for the 100th anniversary, we are, we've done a couple of these events where we kind of recreate a supper club for some bloggers and media types who maybe haven't had that experience before, and so helping them to understand what a supper club is and why it's an important part of the culture, why it's an important part of Wisconsin and how it's ingrained in what people do there. And so letting them experience that and understand how Kakana has been a part of that. You know, you typically don't see it on a menu, but you go to a supper club and it's, you know, you have a cheese tray, and that's a lot of times it's going to be that Kakana spreadable cheese.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I do.
Yeah.
You brought some stuff in here. What did you bring?
We did. So we have one of the things that we wanted to show is this is the cheese ball that I was talking about with no artificial anything. This is the port wine flavor, which a lot of people, you know, they remember. We have sharp cheddar and port wine, which are our two biggest flavors, and so we have the port wine item here.
I'll just stick that in my purse.
We also have,
yeah. Oh my gosh, port wine, cheese. I mean, all my favorite things together in one.
There you go.
Wow.
And we also have some cheese stuffed olives and some typical things that you would find on kind of a relish tray when you go into a supper club. You know, carrots and celery, some of the basic things that if you've been to a salad bar, these are some things that supper clubs are known for. And it's, again, that nostalgia and you know, being very simple, being very authentic and taking it back to the roots of what these were.
Andre, are you familiar with the supper club thing?
Well, don't be worried, but I was looking up information about you before I came on. So I was,
and you still came on the
book.
Show.
I know. I was looking through your book, and I was like, I'm very interested in food and where food comes from, yeah. and the idea of supper clubs, I think, just is the community is what's behind
right,
it.
Right.
And I like how you say it's kind of like the answer to country clubs, and it's like country clubs but for fun people.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about them, but I got the gist, and it makes me want to get your book because I think I'd probably be pretty interested in it. I wondered if you do tours. Do you guys let people come through and see your operation, or is that something you would consider?
We don't typically do public tours. Mm-hmm. But we can definitely arrange it if we, you know, if there's an opportunity for somebody who wants to go and see the operations at the plant up in Little Chute, we can definitely arrange that.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be cool.
You know, I mentioned Jim's Steakhouse, and when we did the book, there was some debate about is it a steakhouse or is it a supper club. One I really wanted to put in the book was the Tornado. Some say Tornado, the Tornado in Madison. Mm-hmm. That's a great place. It's got great neon. It's got that whole dark supper club ambiance, but it kind of falls more on the steakhouse thing. We decided. We still put a couple other in Madison. We had the Old Fashioned. Uh-huh. They're there on the square. We had the Smokies, but. Gyms and maybe some of the places that you grew up at, the powerful thing about these things are just, and I've done it in other books, is the memories that come out of food experiences. Can you guys all talk about that? Just like growing up around food and favorite restaurants and favorite meals and stuff like that?
In Michigan, we had a place called Sixpence. It was, I can't remember exactly, in Sterling Heights, and they always had this spreadable cheese, and I remember that, and I always remember as a kid, you know, that was the one place we could get a kitty cocktail with the cherry in it. And so, to me, it's almost like it probably was a supper club. It was very dark, and outside was stone, and it was, you know, like the red leather booths, and it felt very special. It felt like you were going someplace, and, you know, we would go for holidays or special occasions, and that was it. It wasn't like you just went there for dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, it probably was a supper club.
Yeah.
Does Michigan have supper clubs? I guess.
Yeah.
And not maybe the same in the same way you're saying, but.
We had one, and we'll take a break here. There was one we actually put in the book that was in downtown Detroit called Cliff Bell's Supper Club.
Oh.
And they were they were closed and reopened, but they kind of used a Green Mill here in Chicago as a model for, they also had live music and stuff. But yeah, in Columbus, there was a place called the Kahiki. It was a Polynesian, like, tiki room, but they called it the Kahiki Supper Club.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. They can go on to all kinds of different angles. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to maybe have some of this, since you're so kind to bring it in.
Yeah.
So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're with Matthew Barlow, brand manager of Kakuna Cheese.
Kakana. Yeah.
Kakana Cheese up in Wisconsin. And also staying with us in the studio is Andrea Tolmie.
Mm-hmm.
And we sampled some of the cheese. So
we did.
I wanted you to do that because I really didn't have... You're more of a chef than I am. So talk about it. What you thought about it?
So I did an overall sampling. I wanted to give it all fair shot. Everything, first of all, I mean, it's amazing.
Oh,
and
great.
I love how you, hearing you say that it spreads like butter, it does. It's like the cracker didn't break.
Oh, good.
Nice and soft. And the, I mean, it's just really flavorful. I love the port wine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really good.
And like I said, one of our, you know, the port wine and the sharp cheddar, those are our two best sellers for sure. People remember the port wine.
Yeah. I see why.
So how many different brands do you have? I mean, just best sellers. How many different brands do you roll out?
Flavors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting me on the spot. I should know this. There's about 12 different flavors.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have port wine, you have sharp cheddar, and then after that, the next best is smoky bacon. And then we have quite a few that are seasonal that you see in this time of year.
Like
around.
That horseradish one I said, right?
Yep.
I know you, that one's great.
Yeah, and then you have pepper jack and bacon jalapeno and different flavors that you know, retailers will like to bring in around the holidays where people will pick up two or three for a party or something like that.
This is big during the holidays,
absolutely,
especially the Christmas time.
Yeah, you'll start to see around you know, anytime where people are coming together for a dinner, for a party. So starting with kind of Thanksgiving into Christmas and to New Year's, that's when, you know, that's when we like to shine, I like to say.
Where can people find it around Chicago and websites and stuff like that?
Yeah, so Kakana in general, you're going to find it at most grocery stores. So at your Jewel, your Mariano's, your Meijer, you'll find those there. Walmart, yeah. Most big grocery stores.
And a website where people can find out more about the company?
Kakana.com. So that's Kakauna.
More than 4,500 tons of Kakana's spreadable cheese is sold annually in 3,400 American retail outlets.
Yeah, it's a lot of cheese.
How about Wisconsin? Is that your big market?
Wisconsin's big. The Midwest in general. So, you know, Wisconsin, Illinois, into Minnesota, and like you said, in Michigan. That's kind of our wheelhouse. But Kakana you can find all throughout the country. And, you know, I mentioned the Midwest. You'll also see it in Arizona, in Florida, where people this time of year tend to like to get out of this weather a little bit. And so we have a lot of support down in those areas as well.
Have you had many brandy old fashions?
So not me personally.
Yeah.
So I don't drink, but I know a lot of people like to pair it with brandy old fashioned.
It does go good with it. And the supper club scene. So have you been to Tortoise? You said
I've been to Tortoise here in the city. Yeah,
but not too many yet in Wisconsin.
No. Yeah. So we have our plant up in Wisconsin. So I go back and forth. So now I'm going to make it a point to kind of check off as many as I can on those trips back and forth.
As you travel around, and my book came out in 2013, and it's I'm still hearing, you know, there's been a couple other Supper Club books. There's really a Supper Club buzz. Do you hear that as you travel around?
Absolutely. And we were just talking about this earlier. There's I saw some news that the United Center is opening up a supper club.
I think it's those guys with Millie's, right? Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so so there really is that renaissance of supper clubs here and throughout the country. I think it's, you know, we talked about how it's the anti-country club. So you have country clubs that pride themselves on being exclusive, and supper clubs they pride themselves on being inclusive. And I think that's a great thing about Kakana, and something that we want to associate with for sure is bringing as many people to the table as possible.
Okay, we got to wrap it up, but that's it. I mean, it's about community, and people are, I think, really, no pun intended, hungry for a sense of community these days.
Right.
And so I think that's one reason these things are so popular now.
Absolutely.
So, I want to wrap it up and talking about community. Andre, talk about your websites and how people can get involved.
Sure. So my website is just andreatomey.com. Pretty simple. There's all kinds of fun little stuff on there, photographs, book information. And then don't forget Stop Stereogenics on Facebook and stopstereogenics.com. We've got to clean up our air. Our Chicago's too great. We should be a leader in environmental air standards, not in the place that we're in now.
Good for you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
And say hi to Jim, the nicest guy in baseball.
He is.
and any other events coming up? You're going to continue to celebrate the 100th anniversary?
Yeah, I would just say look for these new items will be in stores starting. We've started to see them now, and so keep an eye out for those and enjoy the holidays.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Dan Long, for the production. And we'll be back next week, maybe. I can't remember. Not next week. In a couple weeks. Thanks for listening on WGN.